A blue sign hurtles through space toward a green planet. Turner. Now a logo of a thick-maned lion framed by a ring of film, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Titles appear. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents Ronald Colman in Kismet. Copyright 1944 by Lowe's Incorporated. This film is described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Lisa Benjamin, read by Wendy Sacchichini, funded by the U.S. Department of Education. More titles, with Marlena Dietrich and James Craig, Edward Arnold, Hugh Herbert, Joy Ann Page, Florence Bates, and Harry Davenport. Screenplay by John Meehan. Based upon the play by Edward Knobloch, photographed in Technicolor. Musical score by Herbert Stothart. Orchestral collaboration by Murray Cutter. Songs by Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg. Cast: Ronald Colman as Hafiz, Marlena Dietrich as Jamila, James Craig as Khalif, Edward Arnold as Grand Vizier, Hugh Herbert as Faisal, Joy Ann Page as Masina, Florence Bates as Karsha, Harry Davenport as Aga, Hobart Cavanaugh as Mula, and Robert Warwick as Alfif. Produced by Everett Riskin, directed by William Dieterle. Now a man's hand opens a large leather-bound book. Inside, photos show men and women dressed in colorful Arabian attire.
Once upon a time, when old Baghdad was new and shiny, there was a beggar. And what a rascal! He called himself the King of Beggars. Having convinced himself that he was a king of some kind, he'd roam the streets at night seeking adventure, disguised as a prince. Now, in a great palace in the city lived a great lady, a beautiful lady. And she had quite a time with this prince. Of course, she didn't know that he was only a beggar. Now, her lord and master was the Grand Vizier, a very powerful man. When you know him better, you won't wonder that she wandered. On the throne sat the young Caliph, ruler of this great empire. But he was not content to sit and rule. He wanted the truth about his kingdom and his people. And to learn the truth, he also roamed the streets of Baghdad at night, disguised as a gardener's son. And one day, in this disguise, he met his fate. An adorable maid. And who do you think she was? None other than the daughter of that rascal, the King of Beggars. Well, here's the fabulous old city. Let's cross the river with this caravan, right into the exotic heart of romantic, fantastic Baghdad.
Hooded men lead camels bearing heavy loads across a wooden bridge. At the city gates, a giant arch opens into the bustling town square. Nearby, Hafiz, the King of Beggars, sits surrounded by several others. All have dirty faces and wear tattered robes. One of them shows the 40-ish bearded Hafiz a gleaming coin.
Look, a whole dinar.
Dinar, pigeon food. Look, here comes a feast for elephants.
A caravan approaches.
Round is the moon, round goes the moon, the wind and the rain, and the moon's round again. Halt for magic, O great of the earth. Here's a creature who will talk thy mother-in-law to death. She puts on her best feathers and comes from nowhere only to greet nobility.
Hafiz walks up to a man sitting atop a camel in a grand canopy. Releasing blue smoke, Hafiz makes a parrot appear. As the man reaches for it, the bird vanishes. Grinning, he gives Hafiz several coins.
Bows and blessings, my benefactor.
Hafiz bows and the camel moves on. Other city dwellers march past.
May the golden cup of the water of life be open to thee, alms for the lover. The stench of thy soul increases from dawn to dawn.
He spits as they pass without looking.
Hurry, 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 the buzzards are waiting for thee.
A man and boy ride up on a donkey.
Look, the rich dervish miser.
Not one dinar from him in 20 years. I've been much too patient with him.
The gray-haired man glowers at Hafiz.
Get away from there, mongrel!
One moment, kind merchant, in the name of Allah. Must the poor give away their blessings forever, O great of heart?
Out of my way, beggar!
But the small boy looks hungry.
He pulls an egg out of the donkey's ear.
Oh!
Put that back!
As thou sayest, Let the little boy starve.
The egg disappears in his hands. Hafiz pulls it from the donkey's ear.
What, already hatched? How time flies.
He cracks the shell. There's a chick inside.
All right, all right, but don't let it fall. You know how young it is. It's just a baby.
How does a donkey's ears lay an egg?
Oh, you're holding up the caravan. Out of the way.
Oh, thousand pardons, kind merchant.
As the man rides away, Hafiz snatches a money bag off his saddle.
Did you see that? That thief.
Oh, a sharp eye, a sharp ear, very useful.
Gold?
An embarrassment of riches. Fate has been very kind. Tonight I shall celebrate. Mullah, take my place.
See what you can extract from the caravan.
Watch him, Faisal. See he doesn't fall asleep.
You're not leaving with all these fine pickings?
I have a rendezvous.
He flicks several coins to the other beggars, who grapple for them. Hafiz pulls one of the men out of the fray. As Hafiz turns to go, the other man kicks him. Hafiz scowls.
Come! To the Caliph, I may be dirt, but to dirt I am the Caliph! Salaam, dirt!
He delivers a kick in return. Later, Hafiz walks past a high stone wall to a door. As he opens it, the door knocks against hanging chimes. Inside, a young maiden sits near an older woman who stands on a ladder.
What are you doing up there, old cactus? Looking for a sweetheart? Never you do that again. Marcia, my little lotus bud.
Good evening, Father.
Open your pretty lips, my little dove.
He pops a piece of bread into her mouth.
Delicious.
And why not my pigeon? It's mixed with sugar and vinegar, like the good and bad things in life. Rose water to give it perfume and sweet seeds for flavor. And it's all put together by honeybees I have working for you in a corner of the Caliph's garden.
A special flock of bees?
Very special.
And look what I'm making for you.
Delicious.
I thought you might come home late and be ravenously hungry.
Oh, what a pity. I must go to a banquet tonight.
Again?
Again? As king of the world of magic, I'm very much in demand.
Dough drips from her fingers.
How is this little hand going to look when you grow up and marry the prince I promised you?
Well, maybe he'll be hungry sometime.
Your prince is never hungry. A little thirsty, perhaps, but never hungry.
I have a confession, Father.
Let's have it.
I promised Kasha I would tell you. I was looking over the wall without my veil.
His eyes bulge.
That's why Kasha was on the ladder trying to see what I was looking at.
Oh, outside those walls, my blossom. It's a very ugly world.
Is it?
Except in a palace of your own. That's why I built the wall around you. Leave it there. Until your prince comes to batter it down and carry you off to a world as lovely as you are. The fairy tale always comes true. Never forget that, my little princess.
He embraces her.
Now, I must dress for the feast.
Karsha sits near kittens.
Sorry, kiddies, but he's going out with royalty tonight.
Matronly and gray-haired, she lifts a long white cloth out of the kitten's basket and hands it to Marcina. The pretty olive-skinned girl winds the cloth around her father's bright red turban, draping the end over his shoulder. He now wears an elegant white robe with a red sash around his waist. A small, scruffy dog trots over, carrying a boot in his mouth. He gives it to Hafiz.
Thank you, my beauty.
Now let me see how you look. Oh, beautiful.
Well, now that you have me looking beautiful, off to bed with you and get your beauty sleep. Blessings, my rose. Sleep well.
He kisses her.
I've hung a lovely moon in the sky for you.
Sometimes the old moon keeps me awake.
Now you turn your pretty little nose into the pillow, or I'll come up and blow out the moon.
Bah.
Huh?
I said bah.
About all I've heard you say in 30 years.
One of these days I'll say more than that.
Bah, bah.
Grabbing a walking stick, Hafiz heads for the door and unbolts it. Stepping outside, he locks it with a key. As he turns away, the little dog squeezes through a gap under the wood plank door and runs away. Later, the king of beggars wanders down a street, twirling his stick. In an alley, he finds a brawl in progress. Hafiz ducks behind a corner to watch. A group cheers from the sidelines while two hooligans jump a well-built young man. It's the Caliph, dressed in humble clothing. He shakes them off and punches a third. Another wrestles him to the ground. As several beat the Caliph at once, Hafiz cups his hand around his mouth.
Police! Guard! Police!
The brawlers rush off. One lingers behind, hitting the Caliph. Hafiz hurls his stick at him. The thug picks it up and runs away. Rising, the brown-haired, mustached caliph glances around.
Police? I don't see any police.
So what are you fighting for on a night like this?
I called them liars. They were liars.
Ah, so's everybody.
Not when you make them lose their jumpers. Then they tell you the truth.
Is that what you want?
Yes, I want the truth.
Truth, my friend, is boredom.
Maybe so, but it's exciting and worth fighting for.
Give me a man who laughs when he fights. Come and have some wine.
Thanks, I will.
The caliph drops a coin into a beggar's cup, then follows Hafiz into a tavern. Inside, patrons sit along a wall of stone steps leading down to a dance floor. Below, a raven-haired beauty shimmies and twirls. Dropping to the floor, she waves golden scarves in the air. Nearby, turbaned men smoke long, narrow water pipes. They spot Hafiz in the doorway.
Hey, Prince!
Nodding, he touches his brow in reply.
Salama.
One of the men throws back his head in delight.
Now, don't expect the truth from anyone here. They're charming people. They don't bother with it.
Charming people? They look like a bunch of back alley merchants and cutthroats to me.
To you? My friend, they are all nobility.
Oh, I don't recognize any of them.
How should a young elephant like you recognize nobility?
I go to all the parades.
Excellency, I have a place for you.
A heavy-set woman bows to them. The two men step over to a platform as pretty, exotic-looking girls rush out. They wear patterned dresses adorned with baubles and golden circular spangles. Hafiz beams.
Salam, ladies. I won't tell you their names, but they're all queens in disguise. Magic black eyes. Take one look and turn away, they're dangerous.
Look out for him, he told me I was the only girl in Baghdad.
So you are, my blossom.
The caliph moves away.
An odd young antelope I fell in with.
Hafiz follows.
What draggle-tail part of the city do you come from?
Do you mind if I choose for myself?
Lady Laida?
She is not in yet.
Bring some wine.
They sit cross-legged at a table.
In a few minutes you'll see a young beauty worth fighting for.
I hope I can agree with you.
Agree with me? The insolent.
I'm sorry.
My friend, if she weren't a lovely sight to behold, she wouldn't be coming here for an evening with me.
Oh? Well, might I ask just who you are?
Keep it to yourself. One of the princes of the empire.
Oh.
I sit in the councils of the caliph.
Oh, you do? Then you know the new caliph.
Hafiz brings his finger to his lips.
Now tell me, what's he like?
The new caliph is a yahoo.
A yahoo?
His father left him a score of lovely ladies, and what does a young gander do? He turns them loose. Bah! Heart of a king should be big enough for all the women in the world. King can't act like a king. He's a yahoo.
He doesn't tell you what to do about the ladies, does he?
My friend, no one has to tell me what to do with the ladies. You're sitting with the master.
He slips a dagger out of his sleeve.
Ooh, magic.
And very handy in case of trouble.
A dark-skinned man questions the heavyset proprietor. She gestures to Hafiz, and the man comes to the table.
Seated.
He hands the King of Beggars a small silver tube. There's a note inside. I have procured a new meeting place, a tower by the river. Come at once. Hassan will guide you. Jamila. Hafiz raises his eyebrows.
Bad news?
On the contrary, it's from a queen, my friend. I haven't seen her for, it's been much too long.
But what about Lady Laida?
Oh, she's late. She'll have to take what's left. She might even like you.
Thank you.
Farewell, my friend.
He walks over to the proprietor by the door.
Say to the Lady Laida, urgent matters call.
He tosses a coin to the dancing girl. She catches it one-handed. As the caliph follows Hafiz out, the girl tries to ensnare him with one of her scarves. On the street, the two men walk together.
Why didn't you wait for Laida?
I have a rendezvous of my own. Does the master approve?
Is she beautiful?
The sweetest girl in Baghdad.
Magnificent. Where?
In a boat tied up to a cypress tree.
A boat. Romance in a bouncing boat. Go away. Spoil the night for someone else.
Hafiz playfully kicks him. Smiling, the disguised caliph watches Hafiz go with Hassan. Now light gleams from a window atop a tower. Inside, an alluring woman dressed in a flowing gauzy gown eyes a mirror.
And when autumn breezes hear our sighs, may our lips never say, fare thee well. Keep him near, never far. evening star.
His Royal Highness, the Prince of Hesia?
He's not the Prince of Hesia. He's only the Prince of Liars. But charming. You may show him in.
Outside the chamber, Hafiz primps his mustache.
You may enter.
He follows the handmaid inside, where Jamila lazily fans herself.
Jamila, Lady of the Moonlight.
So we meet again, my prince.
He strides over to her.
Let me feast my eyes on you. It really is you.
He takes her hand.
This is a miracle. After I've given you up.
He leans in for a kiss. She hides her mouth.
How can anything so beautiful be so merciless, so cruel? We have a week of delirious happiness and suddenly you're gone. My nights are sleepless, my days burning sands. I didn't know who you were, where you were. I shouted the name Jamila through every palace window, from Tehran to Mosul. There wasn't even an echo. Finally, I take the long journey home to Hesia. My own little kingdom, praying for a thunderbolt to explode you out of my heart. No thunderbolt.
Charming.
I arrive home. I am desolate. In my palace, I have a corner I call the Garden of the Stars.
I like that.
There I sat night after night with my astrologers. They're a stupid lot. They don't know anything about women.
But you do, my prince.
There never was another woman in all the world I couldn't forget but you.
As he tries to kiss her again, she coyly pulls away and gets up. Stepping to a balcony, she leans against the doorframe.
You weren't looking for me in that miserable cafe where we found you.
But how fortunate I was there. It was the hand of fate. Kismet.
Yes?
But what else? I stopped a fight in the street. I took a poor battered lad inside and washed the blood off him. A foul, reeking place, yes, but I couldn't leave him in the street, could I?
And you couldn't keep Laida waiting, could you?
Oh, how can you profane this moment with chatter like that? After the torture you've made me endure.
Adorable man, don't stop. Don't ever stop. I'd rather listen to you telling lies than to all the wise men, with all the truth of the ages.
Beard of my ancestor! No one calls me a liar with impunity.
He draws her into his arms and kisses her lips. After a moment, she turns away.
Who are you, Lady of the Moonlight? I must know. You'll never escape me again.
I warn you to leave things as they are, my friend.
I never leave things as they are.
The night is enchanting. Have you ever been on the river when the moon was like this?
Ah, the river has romance from here. Let it be. That young lout I told you about.
Oh, yes. You washed the blood off him.
He has a boat under a cypress tree. They're possibly cripples by now.
But my boat was built for the Queen of Sheba.
Is it written Solomon never went fishing with her at night?
They kiss again. Now on the river, the Caliph cuddles with Marcina.
What are you thinking?
Nothing. Just listening. So soft and so lovely.
Isn't your life always soft and lovely?
I don't know. I've never lived before.
Who built the high wall around you?
My father.
Why?
To keep everybody out, to keep me inside.
Is no one ever going to be allowed inside?
Oh, yes. The prince I'm going to marry someday will batter the walls down.
I'd batter the walls down, but I'm only a gardener's son.
That's why I'm laughing.
Where's this prince supposed to come from?
Kismet, my fate. Where else?
You believe in fate, don't you?
Oh, I do indeed. But my father thinks he can give commands to fate. I want a prince for my daughter, and nothing else will do.
You've never told me much about your father.
If I said he was a beggar, he was a beggar.
No, I'd not.
He's the king of beggars.
He's a king of some kind, or he couldn't be your father.
He kisses her brow.
If he ever knew the war wasn't high enough, he'd kill me.
No, darling. Nobody's going to kill you.
And if he knew I'd been kissed by a gardener's son. Oh, Ella.
She gazes heavenward.
Oh, the moon is almost gone. Take me home now, please.
He kisses her forehead again. Later at the house, Karsha watches the couple from behind a fence atop the high wall. Below, Marcina and the Caliph sit on a ledge surrounding a courtyard. He tenderly kisses her cheek. Two braids of ebony hair frame her delicate features. The Caliph jumps off the ledge and carries Marcina to the entrance of the house. Setting her on her feet, the young ruler gently plants a kiss on each of her closed eyelids. As he slowly draws back, his fingers slide along her outstretched arms to her hands. He kisses them, then turns away. She watches as he climbs back up the ledge, waves to her, and heads off. As Marcina smiles after him, Karsha climbs down a ladder to the courtyard.
You wicked...
Oh, Karsha!
Is this the first time?
Marcina shakes her head, then rests against Karsha's chest.
Allah looked down.
I'm in love, Karsha.
Love with some poverty-stricken camel boy? Your father will kill you.
But you're not going to tell him.
You swear to me that you'll never do this again, or I will tell him.
Did you make such promises when you were in love, Karsha?
Go to bed, you.
Besides, if you tell father, he'll cut both our throats.
You get to bed before he comes.
Entering the house, Marcina removes her veil.
You ought to be too ashamed to draw a breath, much less sing.
There's no room in my heart for shame.
Who is this young creature, anyhow?
Isn't he wonderful?
He can jump, but who is he?
He's a gardener's son.
Salt of the world, a gardener's son.
Wait, Karsha, his father's chief gardener at the palace, the Caliph's gardener.
Daytime. The disguised Caliph holds a freshly picked flower as he strolls to a palace courtyard paved with black marble. Musicians raise horns to the sky. The Caliph flings the flower over his shoulder, then heads toward the massive palace doors. Later, inside, he walks to his chambers with a gray-bearded advisor.
What gets you up so early?
I'm not up so early.
No?
No. I haven't been to bed.
Ah, come, my friend. I told you.
If I'm your friend, why don't...
What's that?
Brawling again. Why don't you stop it?
I prowled my last prowl. I found what I've been looking for, all thanks to Allah. So from now on, you can sleep in peace.
You found what?
I found a queen, and such a queen. What eyes, the kind our poets call deep pools. I always thought they were crazy till now, but they're not.
Aga strokes his beard.
Well, I suppose queens do play around the streets of Baghdad at night.
Oh, no, not this one. I had to leap a high wall for my queen. And here's something to make you more cheerful. I want you to get in touch with our astrologers and tell them that this is a wonderful day for a wedding. And don't you let them tell you it isn't.
Wedding? Who is she?
What's the difference? I know what she is. Her name's Marcina. Good name, isn't it?
What about her family? And her father? Who is he?
If I told you he's a beggar, you'd think he's a beggar. He's the king of beggars.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
Servants help the Caliph put on his crown and royal robe.
We'll have to conjure up some new titles for this king of beggars. But tell me more about the girl.
She's a queen, my friend. Heart of a queen, mind of a queen, soul of a queen.
I suppose she has a body.
Ravishing, my friend, ravishing.
Well, you didn't mention the body first. That's promising. Blessings of the Prophet on your wedding day. Long life and great happiness.
Thank you.
I'd better call off the parade to the mosque.
Oh, no. We can't do that. That would disappoint my people.
But the court this afternoon. We'll have to dispense with that.
That would disappoint the Grand Vizier. What's the matter? You look worried.
I am very much worried. You committed a blunder yesterday. A very serious blunder.
Did I?
Name of Allah. You summoned the Grand Vizier of Baghdad to court like a common thief.
A thief's a thief.
But he's the most powerful man in the empire.
My father let this jackal skin people alive. Taxes, tributes, plain robbery. And I'm going to stop it.
But he hasn't even acknowledged your summons. He'll laugh at you. And he won't come.
He'll come. Or I'll go get him myself. And like doing it.
I can only repeat that he's the most powerful man
Ahmed.
In the empire.
A servant enters.
Let me have this.
He takes back his humble vest.
I want to keep it. Her head was resting on your shoulder. For the Empire and her, I will do my best. And nothing on earth will stop me.
Ah, that was spoken like a king.
And why not? If a king isn't a king, he's just a Yahoo.
Yahoo? What is a Yahoo?
You won't find that word in books, Aga.
Aga shakes his head. His long gray beard sways. Both men bow in prayer.
Blessings of the Prophet on this day of days.
Facing Mecca, they drop to their knees. On a minaret, a slender tower atop a mosque, a holy man with a young boy calls the city to prayer. Below, a man leaves his shoes with dozens of others on the mosque steps, then enters. Inside, kneeling Muslims raise their arms, then deeply bow. In another palace, the Grand Vizier and his minions rise from their prayers.
This brand new caliph, this presumptuous peacock, has the gall to summon me, the Grand Vizier, to open court. When he stands before the mosque today, I want you to send an arrow through his heart. But see that the arrow flies straight.
Yes, my lord.
If you fail, your head will come off.
I will not fail, my lord.
That'll be the shortest career any caliph ever had in Baghdad.
Now Hafiz.
Morning.
Ah, my little lotus.
He enters their courtyard and presents flowers.
Fresh from the hills. The dew is still on them. I waited for the sun to open them up.
Enchanting.
Go on with your singing.
And how is my little nightingale this morning? In good voice?
Too good.
Ah, what's troubling my little Marcina?
She's not in the mood for learning.
My mind is wandering this morning. I'm sorry.
Ah, why not? Everyone's mind should wander on a morning like this.
I knew you'd understand, Father.
And today I am not your father. Today I am the Shah of Molibashi.
Bah!
And to what do I owe the pleasure of this visit, Your Excellency?
Word of thy beauty is blowing down the wind. I am here to offer gifts at your feet.
How lovely.
Jamila's mirror.
Where did you get it?
I never remember where I get anything. Now, you sing for me.
Very well.
Bah!
Karsha frowns as Marcina starts to dance.
Tell me, little evening star. Is this world as lovely as it seems?
Hafiz gazes pensively as he listens.
A magic carpet from afar. Bring this love to the land of my dreams. Keep your light forever in his arms. Never let tomorrow break the spell.
Unwinding the princely sash from around his waist, Hafiz goes over to Karsha.
Did you teach her to sing that song?
I did not.
May our lips never say thee well.
He watches as his daughter leans back, raises her hand above her head, then slowly twirls, cradling a small stringed instrument.
Where did that song come from?
How do I know? Dream songs like that at her age.
Where did she learn it?
I don't know.
There's somebody. Something's happened. Who is it? What is it?
If there's any trouble, there's no one to blame but you. You brought her up on fairy tales. You made fantastic promises, built walls around her, then went roaring through Baghdad and forgot about her.
Forgot? Allah, thou knowest.
Well, you can't forget her any longer. You think that she's going to wither away waiting for your fairy tales to come true?
She's waiting for her fate in all its splendor.
The fate for a beggar's daughter is a camel boy.
Silence, misery.
Marcina steps over to her father and demurely bows her head. He forces a smile, then lays his hands on her shoulders.
Let no one make hash of fairy tales, my rosebud. They're the only things in the world that come true.
He clutches her to his chest. Later, Hafiz sits in the square. Wearing his beggar rags, he glumly gazes into the distance. Nearby, Faisal taps Mullah's arm.
Arms for the lover.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, him. He worries me.
They study Hafiz for a moment, then walk over to him. The droopy-eyed Mullah and the pug-nosed Faisal stand at his side.
For the love of Allah. Everybody's in a gay and festive mood, and you sit here. What ails you? Guess Toronto must have made him sick.
Maybe drank too much.
never thought I'd have a problem and no answer for it.
Huh?
He has a problem.
What's that?
Oh, those things, Willis.
Oh.
I never thought you'd have a problem.
I know the answer. Don't worry.
For a dozen years, I made golden promises to my little girl. Suddenly, she's not a baby anymore.
What about the golden promises?
A prince and nothing less. A handsome prince, fabulously rich. I spread a carpet of dreams before her. This morning, I'm just a beggar. Princes live in another world. My rose will bloom for some camel boy. He'll never know how sweet she is.
I guess he has been drinking too much.
Mullah and Faisal turn toward the city gates where commoners quickly make way. A small regiment rides in on horseback carrying spears with banners attached. The citizens of Baghdad fall to their knees. More troops ride in. Each soldier wields a cutlass with a curved blade. Behind them, Hafiz sits near the front entrance of the palace, resting his back against a wall. He ignores the procession, staring forlornly in the other direction. At the gates, a third group comes in. The leader bears a purple flag. The caliph rides in on a white horse, followed by Aga. The young king wears a vibrant red robe. As the Grand Vizier and his men watch, the caliph rides to the palace and dismounts. He walks up steps to the entrance, then turns to face his people. Two servants come out, gripping baskets, and kneel at the caliph's feet. He reaches into their baskets, pulls out fistfuls of coins, and throws them to the crowd. Nearby, the bearded, round-faced vizier frowns. Barrel-chested, he has thick jowls and dark eyes. The vizier looks to an assassin who crouches on a rooftop. The veiled man aims his bow and arrow at the caliph. He shoots. The arrow stabs a servant in the back as he rises before the caliph. As the crowd quickly scatters, Hafiz notices the commotion. Meanwhile, the Grand Vizier looks to the rooftop, where the would-be assassin tries to escape. He tears down a walkway, but soldiers block his path. The assassin speeds around a corner. The Grand Vizier and his men charge toward him, brandishing weapons. Hafiz widens his eyes in shock. As the assassin leaps from the roof, the vizier slices him with a scimitar. The killer falls to the ground. At the palace steps, soldiers carry off the body of the servant as the Grand Vizier rides up. He dismounts and climbs to the caliph, raising his scimitar in salute.
That man will never make another attempt of the kind or light of Islam. I made sure of that.
Also, he can't answer any questions, can he? Dead men tell no tales.
The palace doors open. The caliph goes inside. At the wall, Hafiz squints thoughtfully.
Faisal, what was that gossip of yours about the big people?
About the Grand Vizier. He was invited to the king's court like any criminal. That's what I said.
You think he just replied to the invitation? He came within inches of being ruler of the empire. I could tie my chariot to such a star.
Oh, another grand illusion.
Or they just do nothing.
There's only one place for the loveliest of daughters. The household of the greatest of men.
The Grand Vizier?
You're closer to him today than you will be again in 1,000 years.
Now, by the glories of paradise to come, Allah hath opened the gate of action to me.
He steps off his platform.
Lead me to a bazaar where they trade in royal silks. Jewels from India. Beads from Damascus. Sashes from Constantinople, turban cloth from Bukhara. My Marcina was born to make a palace dance.
Allah save us.
That, my friends, is the golden promise of a king, and the word of a king is good.
Later at a bazaar, rich fabrics hang from above. Some are golden, others diaphanous. In the large courtyard below, ornately dressed shoppers roam past merchants who display their wares. Hafiz, Faisal, and Mullah wander in wearing beggar's rags. They glance all around, eyes wide with wonder. Hafiz spots an indigo scarf and swiftly snatches it. The beggars continue on. Nearby, a vendor shows a man an elegant robe made of gold and blue thread. Heading toward him, they pass a parrot. Its brightly colored plumage is red and yellow with blue tail feathers. Nearby, a man glances at Hafiz's tattered apparel and throws him a look. Another man wears a white feather in his turban. Hafiz steps toward a bearded clothing merchant as he shows a customer a regal robe of blue fabric. The customer shakes his head, and the merchant hangs the robe on a nearby display. Hafiz sidles up, cupping something in his hand. As he caresses the vestment, the vendor eyes him sternly and wags his finger. Hafiz shrugs and steps away. Blue smoke seeps out from the regal robe and rises into the air. As smoke fills the bazaar, Faisal and Mula wildly throw up their arms. Customers and merchants dash about in a panic. Amid the hubbub, Hafiz slips the robe and a turban off the display. Later, the king of beggars relaxes in a steam bath behind a wooden screen. Nearby, other men splash and play in a pool as vapor clouds the air. Wrapped in a towel, the short, thick-bearded Faisal saunters over to Hafiz.
Water, it's good. I never knew it was like that.
Faisal, my friend, you have a face.
Yeah, well, I had a bath. Yeah. Say, above all places, why are we hiding here in a public bathing place?
Oh, don't worry. This is one place they'd never look for us.
No?
Police! Police!
As Mula rushes up, Faisal peeks out behind the screen.
Right. They're here, the police. Police. They're here.
Why not police? Huh? There's an attempt on the Caliph's life this morning. They're looking for accomplices everywhere. Attendant!
Yes, Your Highness.
One of my men tells me the police are here.
They're looking for a beggar, for a robbery.
Tell the captain I wish a word with him.
At once.
What?
There's a wise proverb. Seize the horns of the charging bull.
Your Highness, the captain of police.
A helmeted man approaches.
Why do you enter a place where weary travelers relax? Must the peace of the Hamam be disturbed?
It's a matter of duty.
Duty? In my country, I allow no such impertinence. What duty?
We are looking for a thief.
Must have stolen the sacred jewels.
No, my lord. Apparel of great value.
Trinkets are rat steals, and a captain becomes a ferret. In my country, my captains don't annoy visiting royalty, chasing petty thieves. Babadul, look in the yard. See if my elephant is still there.
Your Highness, I did not know.
You didn't know. What's happened to Baghdad? My last visit here, 11 years ago, when I was a day's journey away, the police of Baghdad knew I was coming.
Your Highness, no elephant.
By the dried skin of the hyena, have I come 1,000 parasangs to visit the Grand Vizier only to be robbed? My demands, safe conduct, and another elephant. And if your soul isn't too weaseled to stop this rat-catching, send a messenger to the Mansur's palace and say the Prince of Hasir has arrived with suite on matters of great importance.
Very well. You shall have your escort, and you shall have your elephant.
Ah, but now I want privacy.
Very good, Your Highness.
Wearing a Cheshire grin, Hafiz sinks into his tub. Later, he rides into the Grand Vizier's palace on an elephant. Mula and Faisal ride behind. Dressed in the stolen blue robe, Hafiz gestures to the palace guards. A red carpet rolls down the steps to him.
Is that carpet for us?
No, that's for the elephants.
Inside the Grand Vizier.
Tell the merchants the tax is correct. Unless they pay it immediately, it'll be my personal pleasure to roll their heads through their bazaar.
He whips an official on the back.
What do you want?
How large a guard shall I prepare for your visit to the royal court?
You should know better than that, Captain.
But, my lord...
Forget the summons to court.
He grips a long dagger.
Huh. This young peacock is beginning to spread his tail. He just might send the police after me. It'll give him a chance to find out I'm the police.
What is it? Royal Highness, the Prince of Hasir.
Hasir? He must come from the far ends of the world.
That's the farthest corner in the empire, my lord.
Did he send a messenger for an appointment?
No, my lord.
These heathens have customs, but no manners.
Yes, my lord.
Let's give them a royal reception, huh? Let's amaze them with it. I wonder what this barbarian wants to have traveled so far.
Now, in the court of the Grand Vizier, soldiers march into a large hall with white pillars. A half-dozen attendants carry out an oriental carpet and lay it on the floor. Officials step lively as a chamberlain strides with two small boys to a doorway. Wearing a tall white turban, the chamberlain raises a staff high into the air. As the chamberlain turns to address the court, the vizier watches from behind a curtain with his advisors.
Royal Highness, the Prince of Hasir.
I'll wager he's been preparing a long speech all the way across the desert. A long, horrible speech.
Hafiz proceeds into the court, followed by Faisal and Mula. Faisal carries the end of the impostor's train, while Mula conveys a pillow covered with a scarf. Nearby, pretty girls from the palace harem peek into the court. As Faisal and Mulla stop in their tracks to gawk, Faisal pulls Hafiz's train loose. The Grand Vizier approaches and bows.
Welcome, Your Highness.
The wide brow proclaims an open heart. May heaven prosper, Your Lordship.
I never ask prosperity where it comes from.
Right, my lord. The devil could do you a good turn now and then.
The Grand Vizier eyes his harem. The maidens throw back their heads in laughter. The vizier shows his guest to a long serpentine couch and they sit. Faisal and Mulla approach with a gift box on the pillow. Hafiz takes it.
They may be seated.
The officials sit.
I have a contemptibly small gift, my lord. My caravan is delayed, so if you will accept this in the meantime, I will be most honored.
The stolen scarf.
This is exquisite. This is really fine. Good hands made this.
Very young hands.
Is the design a copy?
Copy, my lord. It's a creation. She did all of it.
She?
It's a gift from the loveliest girl in Hassir, my lord. Perhaps in the Empire.
Oh. If I guess right, there's a mission you want me to perform.
Is there, my lord?
Yes. You want me to propose the lovely young girl for the Caliph's household.
Hafiz squints at him.
My lord, I...
But you come at a very bad moment. The Caliph does not love me as he should. At the moment.
My lord, if I wish to visit the Caliph, I would visit the Caliph.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Your gift honors me. Will your highness honor me by accepting...
He reaches into a box.
These?
Takes out a long strand of pearls and hands them to Hafiz. Mulla and Faisal gape.
I am overwhelmed, your lordship.
Hafiz wraps them around his neck.
Alfif!
A trap door opens and a fruit tray rises up from the floor to them.
The living isn't very good on the journey from Hassir to Baghdad, is it? You know, I once knew a magician in your province. His name was Abdullah Khan. How is he?
Faisal chokes on a grape.
The one with a beard like a field of ripe corn?
No. He had a short, scrimpy wisp of a beard.
Oh, that Abdul. Yes. Yeah, that brigand. Oh, he stole so brazenly, my executioners had to cut his hands off.
No.
Bled to death in public.
That should teach him a lesson. Yeah. Let's drink to poor Abdul. We have the finest wine, music, and dancing.
Dancing?
You like dancing?
Oh, it's the flowers on the mountaintop, my lord.
Then you're about to see the finest in the kingdom. I have scores of them.
My kind of dancers don't come in scores, my lord.
No.
Hafiz takes a gulp of wine. Swallowing, his eyes bulge as a troop of gorgeous dancing girls sweeps into the court. They surround the couch where Hafiz and the vizier sit with Mulla, Faisal, and all the officials. The large sofa is raised to the level of another platform that rings the edge of the circular hall. Dressed in red skirts with sparkling gold trim, the dancers drape blue garlands around their arms. They spin, then drop to their knees, tossing their garlands to the floor. Another group steps out onto the platform. Wrapped in red cloaks, they wear sheer veils over their heads. The second group steps past the white pillars along the platform's edge. Then they walk down steps and join the others on the black marble dance floor. Smoking a pipe, the Grand Vizier eyes his guest, who eagerly regards the dancers. Catching the officer's curious gaze, Hafiz quickly feigns disinterest. The dancers kneel again as two more women appear on the platform, wearing purple saris. Standing, they bend at the waist and put their hands on their hips. Hafiz and the Grand Vizier lean forward to watch them. With arms akimbo, the pair walk down steps to the dance floor. Kneeling for a moment, they hold their hands in a prayerful position, then rise and stretch out their arms. One pounds her fist into her palm. The two women quickly spin in tight circles. More red-skirted girls rush onto the platform as the lead dancers raise their arms and wiggle their necks from side to side. In a series of quick movements, the lead dancers twirl, lean backward, and cover their faces with their hands. One kneels as the other links her hands together and waves her arms in a smooth serpentine motion. She drops to her knees to join her partner, then both stand and wriggle their fingers. Wheeling around the couch, the dancers perform intricate gestures. They ball up their fists, cross their arms, touch their chests, and flatten their hands, wiggling them. Faisal tries to imitate their movements, while Mula stares with eyes as wide as saucers. Next, the dancers kneel, stretch out their arms, and shift their necks from side to side again. Mula gives that a try. In a final move, the dancers clap their hands, then hold them out. Mula tries it and hits Faisal in the face.
I'll wager you haven't anything like this in your pastures.
My lord, the girl who made you the gift makes these look like swamp hens.
Swamp hens? Why, these girls were selected from every royal house in the empire.
Now, my lord, my little girl would be a queen among these. Great dancing takes brains and heart.
Malfif, I have a great dancer. She has brains, but no heart.
The chamberlain approaches.
Say to her ungracious majesty, I have a distinguished visitor. The prestige of my court is sinking. Say that I am pleading that she saved the glory of the court.
Alfif nods, then walks away. Later, he reaches Jamila's chambers. The queen lounges on pillows, playing a lyre. Concubines of the harem sit all around her.
Your ladyship?
Well?
I'm commanded to request that you appear in the Hall of the White Columns and dance.
I'm very sorry. I'm not in the mood for dancing.
But as for a distinguished guest...
Must I call Hassan?
Alfif turns and strides out. In a corridor, he passes an official who stands with merchants from the bazaar.
We've been robbed, Lord Official.
Alfif, one moment, please. The royal merchants have been robbed. They want justice.
Tell them to wait. I have troubles enough.
What is unjust? All our arranged everything.
Quiet, quiet.
Alfif marches back into the court, approaches the Grand Vizier, and whispers in his ear.
Her ladyship is not in the mood.
Salt of my ancestors, a man who cracks a whip over an empire.
If I cracked a whip over this lady, she'd take it right out of my hand.
Well, it takes a great man to admit it, my lord.
She's a gift from Macedonia. I can't offend Macedonia.
Oh, that sounds more like the Caliph than your lordship.
Well, upon my soul!
He rises.
Oh, stay! Watch the dancing and have some wine.
Later, the vizier steps into Jamila's chambers. She eyes him coolly.
My queen, why do you continue to deprive us of the pleasure of your incomparable dancing?
Didn't Alfif tell you?
But Lady Jamila, doesn't the look of desperation in my eyes soften your mood just a little?
I'm in a very pleasant mood. Very.
I have a charming and distinguished guest.
It's your luck that he pleases you.
Pleases me? He scorns my dancing girls as swamp hens.
Oh, man of judgment.
Lady Jamila, I have granted you exceptional privileges.
You granted nothing. You have an agreement with Macedonia that I shall do as I please. And you have agreed never to come to this tower except at my invitation.
I'm waiting patiently for the invitation.
And as far as dancing is concerned, you have ladies who dance when you strike the gong. I don't.
But Lady Jamila...
I give your lordship my answer politely.
It's outrageous hospitality. He's had a long, hard journey, and we mustn't disappoint the Prince of Hassir.
The Prince of Hassir? Now, don't try to trick me. There's no such thing under the sun as the Prince of Hassir. I'm absolutely certain. There's no such man. There's nothing more to be said.
Someday I'm going to cut your head off, even if I lose Macedonia.
He leaves.
Your ladyship, Hassan has something important to tell you.
Hassan, I'll see him.
The handmaid goes to the door and opens it.
Hassan.
The burly, dark-skinned servant steps inside, bolting the door behind him. Back in the court, the Grand Vizier returns to Hafiz.
She says there is no Prince of Hassir.
Mullah and Faisal shudder as Hafiz laughs along with the Grand Vizier. On the dance floor, the girls circle in place, raising their skirts to reveal gold and black striped leggings. Like bright red pinwheels, they pirouette faster and faster. The dancers drop to the floor. On the platform, a woman's hand reaches out from behind a wooden screen and wraps around the edge. Her shapely leg appears, and Jamila slowly steps out in skin-tight gold lamé leggings. Her bare feet have been dyed the same shade. A skirt of flowing black veils with slits down the sides hangs from her slender waist. Hafiz gapes, recognizing her.
Lady of the Moonlight.
Lady of the what?
Well, she came down from some celestial spot.
She didn't come down. She came up.
Starting down the platform steps, Jamila holds a long black veil before her. It has a wide gold lamé border that matches her leggings. A golden ornamented halter top hugs her chest, revealing her trim stomach. A servant comes out to push the wooden screen aside as Jamila steps onto the dance floor. Jamila lowers the veil, giving her audience a clear view of her face. She has porcelain skin with sculpted cheekbones. Blood-red lipstick paints her full Cupid's bow lips. Her blonde hair sits in a tight bun atop her head, like a fez hat. Bangs shaped in four ringlets coil down her forehead. With slow, sensual movement, she slinks around the leather couch. Kneeling, she sends Hafiz a sultry look, then turns away and twirls to a red carpet thrown across the dance floor. Jamila hops on one foot, drops to her left knee, and waves her hands over her face. Rising, she walks in a circle and raises her arms. Hafiz's hazel eyes gleam as he follows her every move. Beside him, the Grand Vizier watches his queen with a broad smile plastered across his face. Jamila steps off the red carpet, eyeing the men haughtily. Placing her right foot onto a step, she bends her knee, drops to the floor, and crosses her arms before her. Next, she steps back and raises her crossed arms above her head. Hafiz breaks into a sly smile, then presses his lips together with a nod. On the dance floor, Jamila steps backward, does a pirouette, bends at the waist, and drops to one knee again. Bowing her head, she holds out her right arm and circles the left. Then she gets to her feet and whirls around the edges of the red carpet. Stepping onto it, she stands on her tiptoes, drops down into a cross-legged position, and lies across the rug. Raising her right hand, she brings it to her upturned face, then lowers it and shifts toward her audience. Beneath her arched, pencil-thin eyebrows, her predatory gaze fixes on the men. She shuts her ice-blue eyes, wraps her right arm behind her head, then flicks it back across her face. Opening her eyes, Jamila points her elbow toward the ceiling and lifts her arm into the air. Gold bracelets envelop her wrist. Sitting up on bended knee, she folds her arm against her belly. Hafiz's lips curl in a sexy smile. The vizier shoots a glance at him. Jamila turns her back to them and waves her gold-bangled arms up and down like slithery snakes. She whips around, flashing one golden leg. A handmaiden sets an ornate incense burner at Jamila's feet. Thin wisps of smoke rise from the top. Jamila waves her right arm, caressing the smoke, then slowly lifts her hand over her head. The red polish on her long nails catches the light as her fingers delicately undulate. The Grand Vizier's chest heaves with a satisfied sigh. Next, Jamila steps off the carpet onto the black marble floor, wiggling her hands above her head, then down across her face. Pirouetting toward the couch, she lies on the steps leading to it, reaches her arms forward, and rolls onto her back with her lips parted and her eyes pressed shut. She sits up and takes deep heaving breaths. As she leaps to her feet, a girl hands her the long black veil. The red-skirted girls join her on the dance floor, spinning around and around as Jamila twirls with the black veil draped over her outstretched arms. Now Jamila climbs the steps to the couch. Shooting her right arm in the air, she poses one gold-painted foot, then sweeps her skirt over it. The dancing girls sashay off. Jamila starts alone up a staircase, heading back to her tower.
Pity custom forbids my telling her so.
Oh, we are bigger than our customs. Tell her so. Well, don't be afraid. She doesn't bite strangers.
Your lordship is great indeed.
They bow to each other. Hafiz gets to his feet. Mullah, Faisal, and the officials stand as he heads out. Upstairs, Jamila enters an anteroom in the tower's base. She parts a diaphanous curtain, steps behind it, and draws it closed. As Hafiz enters the chamber, she extends one arm through the curtain's part, reaching out to him. He steps closer, takes her hand and kisses it. Hassan comes in and opens the curtain, allowing Jamila and Hafiz to stand face to face.
Lady of the moonlight, you are ravishing.
I warned you to leave things as they were. How could you do this terrible thing to me?
What have I done?
When you said you shouted my name in the windows of all the palaces, I knew it was nonsense and I loved it. To me, you were all the romance of old Baghdad. When I was bored to exhaustion, I could escape and find you. And you were priceless.
Jamila, listen to me.
No. This is farewell, my friend. What a shame.
He glances away for a moment.
I am just as much the Prince of Hassir as I ever was. As much, no more.
You're a charming liar at times. But don't be absurd. The Grand Vizier doesn't roll out a red carpet for stray vagabonds.
When my royal blood is up, no one can deny me. And no one does. Nothing has changed.
You mean you hoaxed your way in here? Oh, this is magnificent. You took your life in your hands to see me.
A poor risk for such a reward.
Then I must see you tonight. You must tell me all about this before you forget any of it. What you said, every word, what the great man said. Oh, this is wonderful. I laugh in his face every time I look at him.
You'll never laugh in his face again. We're leaving tonight, you and I, for my Garden of the Stars.
Hassan lets the curtain fall. Jamila steps discreetly behind it as the vizier approaches.
If you will accept this little gift, beautiful dancer, it may remind you of the pleasure you gave a weary traveler.
You're too gracious, Your Highness.
Well?
She draws back.
Well?
The two men walk off.
Ah, she's a great artist, my lord.
Then we'll hear no more about the Maid of Hassir.
Of course, she's much younger, but she's queen of them all.
You're not suggesting I get rid of Jamila?
Oh, no, no, my lord. But of course, fate moves queens into place and out again, so you never can tell.
Yes. We're too shaky with Macedonia right now, aren't we, Elsie?
I didn't come here to give you the shakes, my lord. I just wanted you to see the girl, that's all. See her dance. And when she sings, my lord, the angels are still.
In the name of the seven burning lakes, do you expect me to travel all the way to Hassir to see this paragon?
Oh, no, my lord. She's here with me in Baghdad.
Then before you start singing her praises all over again, I'll send for her in state.
If you please, my lord, that's something I must do myself, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, anything you want, of course. The superlative hand that fashioned the gift shall have something from me.
He goes to the jewelry box, opens it, and takes out a gold cuff bracelet.
Yeah, give this to the miracle of all girls and say to her that never before in its history has this palace held its breath as it does now. And what's her name?
Marcina.
And now, gentlemen, to the Princess Marcina.
They drink to her. Later at the house, Marcina tries on a new dress.
This needlework. What material.
I wove all my love into it.
Oh, gosh.
I like it myself.
Listen. Listen. Oh, he sounds happy.
Sounds like an extra glass of wine or a new fairy tale. Here, you come take that off. It's not for every day.
Oh, please, Kash, I want Father to see it.
The door opens. Mula and Faisal enter, followed by Hafiz in his stolen garb.
Ah, my blossoming flower. Greetings, my unblossoming cactus. Salam, salam, salam.
Fabulous. Where did you get it?
To those of royal blood, one never asks, where did you get it?
Those pearls. Gorgeous.
Who was it said, every son's a blessing, every daughter a desolation?
Who dared say anything so wicked?
I wouldn't barter you this day for all the sons of all the Cadis, all the nobles, or am I talking like a king?
Who went crazy?
Silence, cactus, or I'll call my slaves to chop your head off.
Nearby, Faisal wrenches an axe out of a block of wood. Karsha approaches. Faisal trembles and gives the axe to Mula. The two men back away, fearful. Sits with Marcina.
How would my little princess like to live in a palace? With pillows of ostrich plumes, in courts of marble with ceilings of molten gold?
She'd go blind in the eyes.
And slaves to bring on the feast. Come on, slave, the feast. Ah, quiet. Your wishes, princess?
I shall have a sherbet in my costliest china bowl. with exquisite spoons made from the pear tree.
Here is pheasant from Mazandaran. Here the choicest bite of the wild antelope.
I get the bellyache just listening to you.
So, I go roaring through Baghdad, do I? Such a roar was never heard through Baghdad.
Please, Father, tell me, what did you do?
I have had wine with the greatest man in Arabia. Wine, music, even brought on his dancing girls. I looked at them, I thought of you. My lord, I said, these are swamp ends. He said, off with his head. Wait, said I, wait. Not until you've seen the Princess Marcina. And so...
He takes out the gold cuff bracelet.
He sends you this. With his compliments.
He puts it on her wrist.
And now, my lotus, my little pigeon, you are to dance for the Grand Vizier.
I dance for the Grand Vizier.
I promised you when the time came, a king should bow his turban to the dust for you. All day your father's been stepping from one mountain peak to another. But don't be uneasy, my little Marcina. You'll dazzle them all.
At the door, Mullah and Faisal start.
Quick, quick! In here, both of you!
Quick. The beggars rush over to him.
Police, the police!
I knew they wouldn't be far behind you.
Stay there!
Hafiz strides to the door and unbolts it. Policemen burst in with the merchants.
The robber! The rascal!
That's my tunic!
My shoes!
My ring!
My turban!
He stole my purse!
Quiet! They're lying dogs, Captain!
These clothes in this shack?
These clothes are mine, and those too!
But you can have it back here, you can
come
have
along,
it.
You're under arrest!
I'll leave! This is an outrage!
They fasten a yoke around his neck.
May doomsday break if I lie!
Marcina embraces him.
Father!
I'll be back, my little one. Don't worry. I'll see my friend, the Grand Vizier. He'll send them all where they belong.
Come on.
They lead him out.
I knew it. I knew it.
Kasha. Kasha.
Come, my little one.
Marcina grabs her cloak.
No, don't. Don't.
I must get help.
In the streets, the police ride on horseback. Hafiz walks behind them with a rope tethered to the yoke at his neck.
The king of beggars!
On the sidelines, beggars shake with laughter. Hafiz holds his head high as he marches beyond the city square. Meanwhile, Marcina runs through the gates of the palace of the caliph and into a lush garden.
Gardener?
Yes? What is it?
This young lady wants to see you.
Wants to see me?
Yes, please.
Ah, a flower from the caliph's garden. Is that what she wants? Here.
Thank you.
That has a blessing.
Where can I find your son?
My son? This garden is the only wife I ever had. Thousands of these flowers are my only children.
Trembling, Marcina crushes her rose.
Oh, see what you've done.
Forgive me.
Pressing her hand to her temple, she runs out. Now, in the Grand Vizier's palace, the policemen lead Hafiz into the court. Merchants poke and prod the thief as he passes. Tugging the rope, the police pull Hafiz up to a throne. He stops before it as the Grand Vizier enters.
My lord,
the police unyoke Hafiz.
My friend, I didn't believe it when they told me. I've seen princes made and unmade pretty fast in my time, but never with a speed like this.
He settles into his throne, then eyes Alfif.
Go ahead. The accusers may speak one at a time.
This is the beggar horse.
Quiet. I have heard the accusations. And what has His Highness of Hassir to say? What of the magician? Can he juggle his way out of this?
Hafiz shrugs.
Come, speak.
My lord, when the trick fails, when it's exposed, the magician's a poor thing.
He removes the strand of pearls and offers them back.
The other gift, the bracelet you gave the princess, my lord.
Oh, no, hang it around your neck again. I did enjoy you. You surprised a man pretty hard to surprise. And you remember poor Abdul?
Yeah.
You know the law? If a man steals, you cut off his hands in front of his victims.
My hands! Actually, you cut my heart out, my lord!
The police cuff his wrists.
If a man knows the law, he should think of that before he steals.
My lord!
It is no pleasure to see rare talent cut off before its time, but it is so written in the law, there can be no compromise.
An official whispers to Alfif.
What is it?
Listen to me, Lord, from the Imperial Palace.
A messenger marches in and salutes the Grand Vizier, who salutes in return.
My Lord, I have come from the All-Highest and Center of the Universe to give his compliments to you. He has sent a very substantial number of his Royal Guard. His Serene Highness is thus assured that you will be conducted to his presence in a manner befitting your exalted position and the distinction of your house.
Did you say Royal Guard?
By the express orders of the Caliph. Your palace is now completely surrounded by your escort. My Lord.
He salutes, then strides out.
My Lord, shall we proceed?
The Vizier gazes at Hafiz.
So what are we waiting for? Cut off his hands and dismiss the court!
A guard raises a sword.
Hands can serve you!
Silence, Father Bank!
But I can tell you of my master in Morocco. He juggled a king off a throne when everything else had failed.
Hold!
The guard lowers his scimitar. The Grand Vizier nods to his officials. As they leave, he approaches Hafiz.
My friend, your story will have to be exceedingly good, or it will be exceedingly short.
It is both, my lord. It's good and short. But I'd need my hands to tell it.
The Vizier uncuffs him.
And now, what did your master of Morocco do?
While the king was amazed at the lightning in one hand, the other drove a dagger through his heart.
Proceed.
I heard the king's messenger. The words sounded fair, but your lordship is trapped. Before the mosque this morning, a man's head rolled in the gutter. He'd fumbled his job. You told me yourself how much the Caliph loved you.
Of course you know you've just written your death warrant.
Unless I can serve you. What you want done in Baghdad today, only these hands can do.
A kerchief appears magically in his hands, then a knife. Azir's eyes bulge in alarm as Hafiz hurls the knife into the back of the throne. The Vizier gazes at him keenly, a smile twitching his lips. He hands Hafiz a dagger. Hafiz flips it and catches it by the blade. He eyes the throne and hurls the dagger. His aim is true. It pierces the throne right beside the knife.
Get me before the king today and you'll rule the empire by sundown.
You have courage, my friend.
I have for this, my lord. I'm keeping a golden promise. I'd rather die than break it.
A promise to whom?
To my daughter, my lord. Dear to me beyond the hopes of paradise. The highest place in the world, I've promised her that since she was a baby.
Well, if you serve me today, I'll make you a prince of Islam, and she can have anything she wants.
My lord, if I send this peacock to paradise, one split second later, I'll be dead.
You risk that, of course. Now, what do you want?
This, and it must be done rapidly. Maya Marcina brought here in state. I must see her installed, not as one of your dancers, but as queen, as head of your household.
But what about the tiger cat?
My lord may leave the tiger cat to me.
Another assignment in magic? You met the lady for only a brief moment?
It was love at first sight, my lord. I can always tell.
Very well, my friend, very well. Your Princess Marcina shall be brought here in state. And now, Sir Boyan.
As they stroll out, Hafiz pries the knives out of the throne. At the house, Karsha sketches symbols into a patch of red sand.
That means good things, like a bursting sunrise. You've heard many fables, child, but the sands never lie. What's that?
Hafiz saunters in.
Have you risen from the dead?
Marcina, my child, there was nothing to be distressed about. A word to my friend the Grand Vizier, and those hounds went off yelping.
Tears, my poor baby? Has this croaking old parchment frightened you? Well, I've good news for you. The greatest of all news. You are to be queen of the household of the Grand Vizier.
Marcina bites her lip.
Think of it. The Princess Marcina. Not just one of a score of dancing girls, but queen of them all.
Don't lie to her anymore.
I do not lie, Cactus.
He opens the door. Royal guards wait outside.
Before the sun goes down, she'll be the greatest lady in Baghdad.
Help!
Marcina shuts the door.
Why must you make life so horrible?
Marcina, it was written.
I love you, Father, but I can't obey.
What's this? What's happened?
She's fallen in love. That's what's happened.
Who? When? I'll send him floating down the river without his head. Where is he?
He told her that his father was royal gardener, but he lied. The royal gardener has no son.
Hafiz goes to his daughter, who lies across her bed sobbing. Standing over her, he points his finger into the air.
I want to put you on the mountaintop and you choose the gutter.
Oh, don't you see how miserable I am?
Marcina. My little Marcina. I built these walls to protect you. Every day of your life, I've tried to bring a world of dream in here. And now those dreams are coming true. I know what life with a gardener's son will mean. Slavery, poverty, ugliness. A few short years and life will be over.
That's not true.
Ah, Marcina.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Hafiz holds his hand above her shoulder for a moment, then backs away from the bed.
Enter the guard!
Father!
Bring him in!
Don't make me do this!
For this I've risked my life a dozen times today. For this I descended the bottomless pit. The bargain is made.
You mean I'm to marry her?
I'm giving you the place in the sun I promised you.
He goes to the door as one of the guards opens it wide.
Deliver this maid to the Grand Vizier.
The guard enters. Marcina faces him with teary eyes.
They don't have to touch me. I'll go.
She covers her face with a veil and slowly heads to the door. Kasha embraces her as she walks past. Marcina steps outside and the guards open the curtains to a small covered litter resting on the ground. She climbs inside. The guards close the curtains and carry her off. Later, they parade through the streets of Baghdad. Marcina huddles cross-legged inside the litter. Nearby, the group of beggars quarrels over a coin. One spots the procession and points it out to the others. Riding behind the litter on a palomino horse, Hafiz chucks money at the crowd. Eyeing him, a beggar's mouth falls agape in shock. Hafiz hurls coins at the dirty-faced boys. Smiling, the youngsters pick them up off the ground. Now, in the Caliph's chambers, the handsome ruler strolls up to Aga.
When will she arrive?
Just before sunset, after the gardener's son has battered the wall down.
The messenger has returned. You may speak.
Your Majesty, this beggar we've been searching for seems to have vanished.
Ridiculous. Beggars don't vanish from Baghdad.
He must be found and found today.
In your search, did you learn anything about him?
He calls himself King of Beggars. He masquerades at night as the Prince of Hasir. He is also quite a magician.
Double your efforts. Set a watch round the house where he lives. You may go.
As the messenger leaves, servants carry in jewelry boxes on pillows and kneel.
You're not serious about this wedding after what you've just heard?
Nothing can change my mind. I shall bring her here myself.
In the name of destiny, you? It's insane to risk your neck in the streets.
You can send 1,000 men with me if you like. But the gardener's son is going to lead her through the royal gardens. I'll tell her nothing until we're here. I want the memory of this day to live in her heart forever.
At the vizier's court.
I'm ready, my lord.
Where is the princess?
She's being costumed.
Good. Your appearance in court has been arranged. The caliph has accepted your petition. And he... What are you laughing at,
my lord? There's vast excitement among the ladies because of the Princess Marcina. Her Highness Queen Jamila refuses to leave the tower, my lord.
You hear? She won't leave the tower.
There's a good deal at stake, my lord. I think she'll have to.
Right, but what are you going to do? Put her under a spell?
Exactly. As soon as you formally dethroned her.
Aye?
There are formalities, my lord.
The vizier furrows his brow.
All right.
A moment later, the men enter Jamila's tower, where harem girls lounge around a swimming pool.
Stay here, I'll take care of the formalities.
He approaches a flight of steps leading to the entrance of the Queen's chambers. The door opens and Jamila comes out, clutching a knife.
Don't you dare come up here, or I'll drive this dagger through your heart.
But Lady Jamila...
I shall stay in this tower as long as it pleases me. And only when I decide to leave, shall I leave.
She spots Hafiz.
Oh, you'll decide. Remember, I once told you I would cut your throat even if I lost Macedonia. Now the time has come. I'll call Alcide.
Never mind. I have decided to leave.
You what?
Jasmina?
Coming down the steps, she confers with a harem. Hafiz turns as attendants enter with Marcina. The young woman wears pink harem pants with a fuchsia top. A long veil covers her solemn face and hangs down her back. Holding the end draped over her hands, she joins her father.
Marcina.
She leans into his embrace. As the Grand Vizier approaches, Marcina coolly regards him.
Prince Charming.
Her pretty features darken with a frown. She bows her head.
Let no one make hash of fairy tales, my rosebud.
Her father gazes away tensely. The Vizier approaches, and Marcina kneels before him. He stretches out his hands.
Your veil, please.
He carefully lifts it. As she faces him squarely, he studies her almond eyes, aquiline nose, and ruby lips.
You should have brought a poet to talk about her.
As he stands over her, she looks up at him with a sorrowful gaze.
Arise, my dear, and be honored.
The Grand Vizier helps Marcina to her feet, then takes her hand. As they turn to face the others, dozens of harem girls curiously step forward.
From now on, this distinguished young lady is queen of the household.
The concubines curtsy. Jamila looks on with a smirk.
There will be a marriage ceremony later in the day.
As Alfif enters, the vizier turns back to his bride-to-be.
A word to your father before I lead you to the tower.
Marcina slowly shifts her gaze from the vizier to Hafiz and looks into her father's eyes. Her lips part as she heaves a deep sigh.
Once, my lord, there grew a single rose in a beggar's garden. He swore it should never bloom for some camel boy.
Marcina struggles against her tears. Holding her hand, the Grand Vizier slips a ring onto her finger and leads her toward the staircase. Handmaidens follow with items for her trousseau. Marcina glances over her shoulder at her father, then turns away. Hafiz starts to follow, then stops in his tracks, his arms outstretched yearningly. Marcina and the vizier walk up the stairs to the queen's chambers. She holds her back erect, with her hand resting stiffly on top of his. Blossoms line each curving step as their shadows creep along a wall and rise toward the entrance above. As Hafiz stares after them, Jamila comes over. She drops to one knee, then rises smiling.
How do you do things like this, magician? You brought this girl here.
Yes, I brought her here.
So that I would be free?
There was a bargain.
I was going to tear this place to pieces. And I would have, if I hadn't seen you.
I told you couldn't escape me.
His eyes shine with tears.
Can a woman escape her destiny? The name of Jamila still echoes in palace windows. And the Garden of the Stars is written in the sand.
I'll come back for you in an hour.
Another hour here?
She embraces him.
I'm a deposed queen.
Forgive me. First, I have a duty to perform. It's not as simple as I thought.
What is this duty?
My part of the bargain. If I live through it, I'll be here.
You'll live through anything. Listen, there's a secret entrance. My slave will be looking for you near the eastern gate.
If you don't see me within the hour, I'll be dead.
She presses her finger to his lips and strokes his neck.
You'll be alive when the man in the moon is forgotten. My beloved, the lady of the moonlight will be waiting. Come quickly.
She caresses his face. He plants a kiss on her fingers, then slowly steps back. Lingering on her gaze, he turns away. As Jamila heads for the staircase, the Grand Vizier struts past. Regarding her, his eyes narrow.
Did I hear you laugh?
Oh, no.
She sashays off to join the girls of the harem. Frowning, the Grand Vizier creases his brow and strides out. Later, Jamila enters the queen's chambers to find Marcina sobbing into a pillow.
Why tears at this great moment? You've reached about the highest place a woman can have in this kingdom.
What good is a high place if your heart breaks?
Jamila sits beside her.
We women are not supposed to have hearts, my dear. Who was he?
Nobody.
Hmm?
A gardener's son.
I see. You do strange things in Hasir.
Hasir?
Yes, your province.
I've never heard of the place.
But you have been formally presented by the Prince of Hasir.
Why, I've never been out of Baghdad.
But who's the man who brought you here?
You mean my father.
Your father?
Yes. He didn't bring me from any place but the shack we live in.
But who is your father if he's not the Prince of Hasir?
My father is a beggar.
Jamila's eyes grow wide. Her lips struggle to form words.
A beggar?
Yes, he sits on a rock before the beggar's mosque. This magnificent man, a beggar. Oh, how wonderful, how wonderful. A beggar and his daughter, Queen. What fun.
Oh, I didn't mean to hurt you. Come on, cheer up.
Marcina turns to look at her.
Hear that?
Jamila steps onto a platform.
Come here. The song of ceremony for the new queen. You're supposed to sing it.
The younger woman kneels.
I...
The expected. Sing for them.
Gazing through a lattice, Marcina sees the harem girls who dance around the swimming pool below.
Like the willow in the wind, ever weeping. Like the willow in the wind, mourning low.
Several concubines process up the staircase to the queen's chambers, while others sway from side to side. In a nearby chamber, Hafiz changes clothes.
The night winds that blow.
The concubines form a line, filing up the steps. One waves scarves up and down, while others tote a long, ornate cloth. In the other room, Alfif helps Hafiz into a black robe. Next to them, the vizier stands near a lattice, listening.
The voice is good. I could do with a happier song.
Use can be said without rhyme or reason.
Now that I've signed the marriage agreement, I've fulfilled my part of the bargain. See that you don't fail to do yours.
Not I, my lord. If I don't juggle you out of trouble, I've done nothing for her.
That's true, that's true. Alfif, double the guard around the towers. What's so amusing?
I was thinking, if I fail with the caliph, they'll kill me. If I don't fail, your lordship will do it.
I might not.
My lord, I have an inheritance. My father lived to be 100, my grandfather 110. They won't be expecting me in either place for years. They won't be ready for me.
Fine courage, my friend, fine courage.
Kismet.
Later, at the caliph's palace, a crowd fills the courtyard. A chamberlain faces the court as the grand vizier and his minions approach.
Lordship, the exalted grand vizier of Baghdad.
The vizier salutes as he marches past.
Let every tongue be silent. His Serene Highness, Commander of the Faithful, Lion of the Imperial Forest, Rider of the Spotless Horse, Shadow of Allah on Earth, Ruler of all Arabia.
Hornblowers point their instruments to the sky as the caliph steps out and strides to his throne atop a staircase. Aga stands at his side while the young king salutes the thousands before him. They all bow with their foreheads to the floor. As the caliph sits, the musicians walk off and the grand vizier rises.
If it please the All Highest,
the ruler of the faithful is not to be addressed except at his own request. As you well know, your case is third on the list, your lordship.
But to summon me here on a few hours' notice shows contempt for my great office. In the name of dignity and high justice, I demand time to prepare myself against the accusations, no matter what they may be.
I will always listen when a man says in the name of justice. I'll grant you the time you ask. And I'm going to tell you what you're accused of so you'll know how to prepare. But during the time I'm granting you, all duties and power of your office are stripped from you. Your seal is worthless.
This is outrageous.
You are accused of brutal taxation, robbery of the poor, years of corruption. My witnesses are here by thousands. And I have it from their own lips throughout the kingdom. When you have an answer you think we should hear, let us know.
When your Serene Highness apologizes to me, may I hope that he does it as publicly as this?
I will not keep your fate a secret, I promise you.
The vizier bows and Aga faces the court.
Number one on the divan program is the case of Alwar, the woodchopper, against Wapu, the barber.
Two men step out. One bows profusely, the other leads a donkey. The fawning man bends deeply at the waist, bowing over and over again.
Which is the barber?
I am the barber, Your Excellency. I am the barber, I am the barber, I am the barber.
State your case.
Great giver of all justice. This miserable woodchopper, he pays my barbershop a visit. He inquires how much will be the charge to shave him and also his friend. I stated the most reasonable price. I shaved the rascal and I said, now bring in your friend. And what does he do? He brings in his ass and says, this is my friend.
The caliph chuckles along with the crowd.
Well, Alwar.
Most high and just. 2 moons ago, I brought to this barber a load of wood on the back of my friend here. He bargained for all the wood on the ass's back in those very words. So this hard-hearted barber, he took also my pack saddle, saying that too was made of wood, he said.
Aga, have this overly smart barber shave the woodchopper's friend.
The barber stammers in protest. Alua bows gratefully, then kisses his donkey and leads him off. While Wapu shuffles alongside them, Aga glances at a scroll.
The next case is a petition from a stranger. It is a tradition in Baghdad to hear strangers without delay. The man is a magician from far off Morocco and craves assignment as conjurer to the imperial court.
The caliph's messenger runs up.
This magician is the beggar we've been searching the city for.
Aga goes to the caliph and leans close to his ear.
The next case is your father-in-law.
The Prince of Hassir? That roustabout I met last night who kicked me and called me a yahoo? My father-in-law. The heavens are having fun.
Perhaps not. His petition came from the palace of the Grand Vizier. Let's be on guard.
With a furrowed brow, the caliph turns back to the court. 2 musicians amble out, followed by Hafiz. Dressed in black robes, the king of beggars waves to the crowd. Faisal and Mula trail behind, bearing an oriental rug. Another man carries out a giant parasol. Faisal and Mula lay out the rug, then flank Hafiz, who grips a magic wand. The vizier looks on as the magician bows to the caliph.
I shall not weary your serene highness. I shall conjure before the eyes of the lion of the imperial desert. Only such feats of magic.
He turns Mula into a birdcage.
He's gone.
Hafiz waves a purple cloth over Faisal and changes him into a birdcage, too. An assistant hands the magician a long-handled net. Hafiz taps Faisal's cage with it. A parrot appears inside. Turning to the left, he taps the net against Mula's cage, and a second parrot appears. The Grand Vizier shifts impatiently as he watches the act. Hafiz holds up the purple cloth again.
And now, O rider of the spotless horse, on my right is this beautiful young lady, and here, the handsome lad she loves.
The second bird vanishes.
But it's springtime, Your Highness, and with your royal permission.
As he sweeps the cloth over the other cage, the bird reappears inside. Then he turns them into Faisal and Mula, trapped in the cages.
Get me out of here. I want to get out of here. Hey, get me out of here.
Hafiz flicks the cloth. His friends and their cages all disappear.
Thus demonstrating to the All Highest that nothing in the world is real.
The caliph grins.
Excellent, excellent.
And now, O Prince of True Believers, I will show you a feat so incredible it has staggered all the rulers of the world. But the king must watch closely. May a stranger beg humbly to approach.
The king's eyesight is excellent. Proceed.
But of what use if the king can't see?
Proceed.
Watch the kerchief closely, my lord. See what amazing things it conceals.
Hold!
Guards cross their spears before him.
Serene Highness, I am a failure. My chance is nothing unless you will examine the kerchief closely.
Stay where you are.
Let him come up.
Allah reward thee, Commander of the Faithful. Before your eyes, I will produce a forest and put it on the mountaintop. I now summon the gods of thunder. And from these changing colors,
you will produce a knife. You showed me the trick last night.
Remember the yahoo?
Hafiz hurls the knife. It misses. Everyone in the court jumps up. The caliph pries the knife loose. Hafiz kicks an official out of his way and dashes down the steps. Guards wielding spears block his exit. The Grand Vizier anxiously looks on as Hafiz darts about looking for an opening. A spear hurtles toward Hafiz and just misses him, striking the ground near his feet. The guards close in.
Don't kill him! Bring him to me!
The vizier's eyes glint evilly. The caliph beckons.
Bring him to me!
The guards hold Hafiz's hands behind his back and lead him up the steps toward the king's throne. As he passes the Grand Vizier, the two men exchange a cold look. Reaching the caliph, the guards force Hafiz to his knees.
I want silence.
Let every tongue be silent.
This is the second attempt today. It is clear life is in the hands of fate. Praise Allah. Before this fool's execution, I want him to hear something. You were told of a royal wedding today. That wedding will still take place.
His people wave their hands in the air.
I've combed the corners of Baghdad for this man. And while he was plotting with my enemies, I was arranging to make his daughter queen of the empire.
Hafiz gapes.
That girl must disappear immediately.
The vizier leaves.
The Grand Vizier, stop him! Stop him! Don't let him get away!
Don't worry about him!
Don't let the Grand Vizier get away!
As officials lead Hafiz off, he breaks loose.
Proceed.
He tears up a staircase toward the roof. The citizens frantically bow in prayer. On a rooftop walkway, Hafiz glances below and spots Mullah and Faisal outside the palace walls. As he jumps toward them, spears rain. One hits only inches away. Hafiz hops onto a horse and rides off with his friends. At dusk, he meets Jamila at a secret tower exit.
I'm ready.
Where's Marcina? She goes with us. Quick, lead the way.
Come back, you fool. They'll kill you.
As she rushes up after him, the Grand Vizier enters. Hafiz storms through the harem past the swimming pool. At the base of the Queen's chamber stairs, he picks up a scimitar and fights with a guard. Meanwhile, the Vizier meets with his men.
Admit no one until we get the beggar's daughter out of here. And His Highness can try and find us in the wilderness of the desert.
Yes, my lord. We'll soon find out who rules in Baghdad.
Back in the harem, the guard chokes Hafiz, who elbows him off. Hafiz thrusts. The guard blocks his blow. The beggar stabs him in the gut. The guard falls into the pool. Rushing up the open staircase, Hafiz meets two more guards. He trips one and throws the other over the side. At the top of the stairs, he tries the door. It's locked.
Marcina!
Jamila comes up the stairs and produces a key.
She cannot open.
She unlocks the door. Hafiz shoves it open and bursts into the room. Marcina lies on the bed.
Marcina.
The vizier approaches.
Vizier.
Hafiz tries to shut the door, but the vizier is too quick for him. He pushes into the room and looks around.
Where's the girl? Where is she? Alfif, call the guard!
Hafiz grabs the vizier's neck. Tumbling to the floor, they wrestle. As Alfif rushes in, Jamila's servant Hassan stabs him in the back. In the queen's chambers, Hafiz and the grand vizier continue to grapple. Hafiz kicks him. The vizier falls to the floor, striking his head against a step. Hafiz dashes to a wall and knocks on a pillar. The vizier stirs, rubs the back of his head, and groggily sits up. A hidden doorway slides open. Marcina and Jamila step out. Heading for the exit, they find the Grand Vizier blocking their path. He sneers at them. Hafiz grabs his arm. The Vizier struggles with him and knocks him down. The women quiver in terror. As the Vizier steps past the stunned beggar, Jamila whips out a tiny dagger. The Vizier tries to wrest it from her grasp. From the floor, Hafiz grabs the Vizier's ankle and trips him. They struggle violently. At the entryway, Hafiz hauls the vizier to his feet and belts him. The vizier tumbles through the open door and rolls down the stairs. Hafiz kicks him into the pool. The grand vizier swims to the edge and starts to climb out. Rushing over, Hafiz pushes him back into the water and tries to force him below the surface. pushes his head under. The vizier resurfaces and grabs him by the neck. Hafiz reaches for a scimitar. As Aga strides in with the caliph's guards, Hafiz stabs the grand vizier, who sinks vanishing underwater. Aga hurries over with the royal guards. Lying at the edge of the pool, Hafiz gazes up at them.
He died laughing, Excellency.
We'll see if you can do the same.
Two guards come up wielding spears. They help Hafiz to his feet and lead him away. Later in the caliph's chambers.
I've heard enough. Bring him in.
Aga bows and backs away.
Yes, the most beautiful pearl in my entire kingdom.
An advisor nods to him. Aga returns with Hafiz.
Release him. You may rise.
The beggar does.
What have you to say?
Your Highness.
You expect to be hanged, of course?
Thou art the lord of my neck.
Hanging is much too easy a punishment for you.
Milord, torture.
You love Baghdad, don't you?
Oh, the breath of my life, milord. Rather a dead beggar in Baghdad than a living monarch of the wilderness.
Have you ever seen Hasir?
Hafiz nervously shakes his head.
Hasir is a dullest, drowsiest, most desolate corner of the empire. So, you're exiled to Hasir. And if you're in Baghdad 1 second after sundown, that second will be your last.
Exiled? From Baghdad? Oh, my lord, bring on the hangman.
Silence! From this moment, you are a prince of Hasir.
Smiling, Hafiz points to himself.
Prince of Hasir.
You've had a lot of fun being Prince of Hasir.
Oh, most exalted. I will make this forgotten spot into a paradise. The desert shall blossom like the rose. The odor of decay will vanish before a breeze of orange blossoms. There will thy name be honored.
Yes. But if you're caught in Baghdad 1 second after sundown, that second will be your last.
Hafiz nods. Later, he rides through a crowd to his house. Inside, Marcina finds Jamila.
He's coming, Jamila! Kasha! He's coming, Kasha! He's coming!
Hafiz enters and hugs Jamila.
Jamila! Marcina!
Father!
Marcina!
They embrace.
Father, you're alive.
Yes, and so are all my promises. Round is the moon, round...
He waves his arm and a carpet unrolls over the top of a wall.
Round again.
Kasha!
In the street, royal guards tug on the carpet and tear down the wall. The caliph rides on a white horse into the courtyard.
Father, it's the gardener's son. Why do you kneel?
But little one, the rider of the spotless horse, the caliph of Baghdad himself, and the ruler of all Arabia.
Jamila kneels. Dressed in his humble disguise, the caliph dismounts and steps across the carpet to Marcina. She bows with the others, lowering her head to the ground. The young king gestures for Aga to come forward. The advisor hands him a heart-shaped jewelry box. Opening it, the caliph finds it empty.
Quiet.
Their mouths drop open in surprise. The king slips his own ring off his finger and turns back to his beloved. Lifting her to his feet, he draws her close.
Marcina.
He kisses her, then slides his ring onto her finger.
Now say goodbye to your father.
Bye, baby.
Hafiz kisses her brow and she walks off with the caliph. Later, a parade marches through the streets. At the head, the king rides in a carriage with his new queen. Dressed in a white wedding gown, Marcina wears a crown. Hafiz rides up on horseback.
Blessings of the Prophet on your wedding day, my little one.
Your Highness, the sun goes down.
Your wedding gift, my lotus, and may Allah smile on you both forever.
He gives her a rose with a ring around the stem.
Look!
Well, that's the most beautiful pearl I've ever seen.
The king slips it on her finger. Meanwhile, Hafiz rides up to Jamila.
Very young man, when I thought you were lost.
Oh, Baghdad.
Well, wishes are horses. Beggars can ride.
The daughter of a beggar.
The daughter of a king.
Farewell, Baghdad. If you're ever again in trouble, send for me.
Sundown, Your Highness. This way.
A guard points him toward the city limits. Later, Hafiz and Jamila ride side by side over the wooden bridge out of Baghdad. Their caravan follows with camels laden with riches. a title appears. The End.